It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to promote November as American Made Month, we clearly see that global competition has been good for many countries, but not that beneficial for America. The problem for American workers began decades ago as foreign products flooded the American market and there was little or no reaction from America's national leaders nor the American people. When it reached the point that there was no longer a balance of competitive American-made items available side by side with those imported products, elected officials and the American people should have demanded major changes, but that didn't happen. In 1999, during my Saturday radio broadcast, I suggested that a national referendum be placed on the November ballot that would propose that no less than 50% of everything sold in America be made in America. I did contact national elected leaders about the idea, and they felt that they were already being addressed without the need for additional legislation. Now, can you imagine what life in America would be like today if we had a law that stated at least 50% of all products sold in America be made in America? Well, I thought it was a good idea in 1999, and I don't think the American people would disagree with a law that requires no less than 50% of everything sold in America be made in America. Well, now that the midterm election is over, I suggest that elected leaders in Washington, D.C. put this idea on their list of things to accomplish once the new Congress takes their oath of office in January. We have so many other laws mandating one thing or another, why not a law to help maintain and expand private sector businesses in America, protect American workers, expand industries using the latest technology, promote educational programs that teach skills that will last a lifetime, expand job possibilities for America's young people, and get America's economy moving again. I think the 50-50 balance law would benefit America, and I welcome your thoughts on this issue. And as we continue to promote American Made Month, I encourage you to visit our internet sites, AmericanWorkersRadio.com and AmericanMadeMonth.com, where you'll find a special poster highlighting American Made Month. This is Michael Blehosh every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Tune in to American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.